if you were a, so I guess at some level, this is the most fundamental description. Quantum physics is the most fundamental description of the world, because it describes the protons and electrons traveling around protons to form atoms. And you would, in principle, so you could actually use quantum physics to describe any process. So when you air flows over an airplane wing, in principle, you could use a quantum description of the molecules in the air, and you would link them all together and solve the so-called many-body problem. The reason you don't do that is a trivial one, but that would be is unnecessary, because the properties of air flowing over a wing are insensitive to the detailed quantum physics of the problem, and B, is computationally impossible. You cannot possibly solve the computational fluid dynamics at that level of with such a description. It just would take too long. So whenever you look at a problem, you have to describe, you have to choose a sort of suitable approximation level. And that's, of course, where the application scientists would come in. And so if you are looking at the fundamental particles, you would certainly use quantum physics, the quantum description. If you're doing a certain fundamental chemistry computation, such as finding the potentials between molecules from first principles, you would also use quantum physics, because those potentials reflect the quantum structure of the system. So, so if you look at quantum physics, they tend to give two types of problems. Well, actually, maybe three types of problems here. I've listed here. The first is the solution of so-called Schrödinger's equation, which is a partial differential equation, and so that would be subject to the same types of methods we were starting to discuss. Schrödinger's equation is a wave equation, and it has a lot it has complex properties, which, if you like, are sort of a complication of what you get from what we discussed for the simple wave equations earlier. If you read the literature, you will find a lot of quantum problems are formulated as large matrix problems. If you have a set of chemical reactions where a bunch of chemical species are transforming into another bunch of chemical species, that will be often defined by matrices, which are the transition probabilities or transition amplitudes. And so a set of quantum problems end up as large matrix diagonalization problems. And you will find that one of the largest uses of matrix algorithms is chemistry. So if you look at student Frank Lin, he's doing a thesis on which is connected with a chemistry package called MOPAC. MOPAC involves diagonaling, some parts of it involve diagonalizing a matrix, because you need to find the so-called, the eigenvectors of these matrices they are the energy states of the system, and so you'll find a lot of use of matrix modification to form the matrices, matrix eigenvalues to find the actual stable states or the fundamental states will come in quantum problems. However, the dominant quantum physics problem is one I described under numerical integration, which is typified by something called quantum thermodynamics, which is effectively use the so-called path integral formulation, and you get this large statistical problem where you just do Monte Carlo methods. So that's sort of the dominant approach to quantum physics.